Hi, listeners. Ezra Furman here. Agnes and I are taking Two Queers, Four Questions in a new direction. We'll be alternating weeks writing short Divrei Torah on the weekly Torah portion. Call it Two Queers, Five Books. We are obsessed with this literature, and we wanted to keep finding out what there is to say about it and turn that into a fixed practice of exploration. Then we thought, we do have a podcast feed and literally millions of eager listeners. Well, okay, dozens at best, but still, why not share it there? Welcome one and all to Two Queers, Five Books with Agnes and Ezra.
Hi there, Agnes here. There's a bitterness in writing about creation this week. When God began to create heaven and earth, the earth being unformed and void, with a darkness over the surface of the deep and a divine wind fluttering over the water. It's hard to imagine a time before all this history, a time before all this murder of Palestinians and Israelis, before this occupation, a place outside of all this hurt. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and called the darkness night. And there was evening and there was morning, a first day. This is a story about how things come to exist. It's such an essential fact, existence, that it's easy to forget about it. We're talking about the verbiest of verbs, yehi, be. God says, "Hey light, be," and light is. There's something pure and uncomplicated and radical about this. I think about Inger Christensen's poem Alphabet, which is structured as an alphabetical unfolding of being. Apricots exist, it begins, and rolls on from there. Doves exist, dreamers and dolls. Killers exist, and doves, haze, dioxin, and days. Days exist, days and death, and poems exist, poems, days, death. Eventually, God creates people. There are famously two versions of that story in this book. In the first version, God creates two people at once. Male and female, God created them. And in this version of the story, God makes the humans rulers over the animals and the earth. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fertile and increase, fill the earth and master it, and rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all the living things that creep on earth." But in the second version of the story, God creates one person first, Adam, and notices that something doesn't feel right. God decides that it is not good for a person to be alone, that this person needs a companion. And God formed out of the earth all the wild beasts and all the birds of the sky, and brought them to the human to see what he would call them. And whatever the human called each living creature, that would be its name. And the human gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to all the wild beasts. But no fitting counterpart for a human being was found. Naming here doesn't seem like an act of domination. It seems like dating, almost, like getting to know this whole realm of beings, only to decide in the end that none of them are a fitting counterpart. The word for this calling in Hebrew is vayikra. We translate vayikra as call, and the tensions inside the English word call are present in the Hebrew too. You can call someone crazy. You can call them a terrorist. You can call them by a name they no longer use. You can also call someone lover. You can call them beautiful. You can call them a world, a being created in the image of God. I guess what I'm saying is that what happens here, the encounter that happens inside the Hebrew word vayikra, brings us into a vulnerable and dangerous place. What was God doing when God called the darkness night and the light day? What if it wasn't just taxonomy? What if God was reaching towards something God saw as beautiful? What if God was seeking encounter with light and with darkness? Later in the Parsha, people will eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They will realize they are naked and they will feel shame. God will come walking through the garden and the people will hide, and God will call to the people with that same word for what Adam does in giving the animals names, vayikra. And God will ask, "Where are you?" A teacher I had used the word hailing to talk about poetry. Who or what does the poem hail? A poem reaches out to someone or to something. It seeks connection. It has faith, too, that there is a connection to be had. The poem lives when we recognize it as hailing us. And also, we are changed when we recognize ourselves as the subjects of the poem's address. Philosopher Althusser, Louis Althusser, writes about a different kind of hailing, interpolation. He gives the example of a police officer who calls out, "Hey, you there," and you turn. And in that moment, Althusser says you're interpolated as a subject. You become a subject of the police officer's power, because you realize that when the officer called, some part of you answered. The story of creation is not just a story about being, it's a story about calling out across difference. God's being is at the center of everything. As Rambam writes at the beginning of his Mishneh Torah, "The foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a primary being who brought into being all existence. All the beings of the heavens, the earth, and what is between them came into existence only from the truth of God's being." The insistence, I think, is that being underlies everything, and that being is good. Inger Christensen again. Apricot trees exist, bracken exists, and blackberries, bromine exists, and hydrogen. We all are. And if that were it, the world, I think, would be a simple and peaceful place. But if the central drama of Bereshit is being, Yehi, I think the shadow drama of it is calling out, Vayikra. God has made separations between the light and the darkness, between the earth and the sky, between you and me, and so we reach out to each other, we hail one another, we call each other by various names. Those names can be violent, those names can be tender. Those names can reduce, and those names can honor the infinity inside each of us. But inside all of those names is this need to be in relation. There's no way around it. I am, and you are. They are, and she is, and he is, and it is. The foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that all the beings in the heavens, the earth, and what is between them participate in the truth of God's being. The work of creation is a work of being, yes, but it's a work of calling out, too. Who are we calling to? And what names are we giving them? Shabbat Shalom.